This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Edwards, EDWARDS, first name Darrell, DARRELL. The date of evaluation, July 31st, 2023. The patient's date of birth, February 22nd, 1963, the chief complaint, the patient is a 62-year-old male who is referred for a preoperative clearance period. Patient reports having an industrial injury to the right shoulder in approximately June of 1980 period. He then underwent surgery of the shoulder in approximately October of 2021 period. However, he has had ongoing pain, which he describes as sharp and worsened with certain positions period. He notes pain even during sleep period. Pain is typically 7/10 period. It radiates to the neck period. Pain is worsened with movement period. The patient's records are reviewed. He is noted to have had injury to the involved shoulder period. He has had decreased range of motion for 2 years period. He has had no history of trauma or fever. Prior workup was done, and he was diagnosed with synovial chondromatosis, that's C-H-O-N-D-R-O-M-A-T-O-S-I-S, period. Arthroscopic removal of chondromatoid loose bodies and synovectomy was done, period. More than 120 loose bodies were removed. The patient is now scheduled for arthroscopic removal of loose bodies in synovial chondromatosis or shoulder joint, unusual location of rare disease, period. The past medical history includes shoulder injury as noted, otherwise unremarkable. The past surgical history includes that of the right shoulder, period. He has actually had bilateral work-related shoulder injury and dysfunction, right worse than left, period. The medications, none, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, paternal grandmother with cancer, social history. He notes marijuana use, but no cigarette use, period. He notes occasional alcohol use, period. Review of systems with regards to his musculoskeletal. Patient notes that work as a custodian in June of 2019 period. He had pain in both shoulders after a specific injury while at work period. He sustained an injury as his shoulder pain was getting worse. He sought out treatment period. He underwent right total shoulder arthroplasty with Dr. Stuffman on October 27, 2021 period. Since that time, he had noted ongoing right shoulder pain, which he noted had been getting worse period. He had further described left shoulder pain and dysfunction period. He further noted loss of motion and weakness as well as neck pain period. He had previously been taking Norco for pain and has had two prior cortisone injection period. The patient underwent CT scan with metal subtraction on October 5, 2022, as well as EMG and nerve conduction study. The initial CT scan was denied, however, follow-up scan was approved, period. His review of systems otherwise is unremarkable. Except for episodic depression, period. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 138/86, pulse 79, respiratory rate 16, height 68 inches, weight 210 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin exam reveals tattoo on the anterior chest wall, otherwise unremarkable. The musculoskeletal exam reveals that the right shoulder is severely limited in all passive range of motion exercise, period. There is moderate tenderness present, period. Left shoulder is tender on abduction and external rotation, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 66 beats per minute. Non-specific SD/T-wave changes, otherwise unremarkable, period. X-ray. /imaging, CT scan of the right shoulder with metal subtractions at Stanford Medicine on March 16, 2023, intact glenohumeral arthroplasty with stable appearing humeral head and glenoid components, small glenohumeral joint effusion, period. There is no evidence of hardware lucency or periprostatic fracture, period. There is 18x17x6mm curvilinear calcification along the anteroinferior glenohumeral joint within the subscapularis musculotendinous junction or myositis ossificans within the adjacent soft tissue. left shoulder performed on August 29, 2022 reveals mild tendinosis of the supraspinatus, comma, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendon, partial thickness longitudinal tear of the biceps long head tendon, degeneration of the anterior and posterior labrum, mild degenerative disease of the glenohumeral joint, mild degenerative disease of the acromioclavicular joint. The impression, one, primary osteoarthritis right shoulder, next number, presence of right artificial shoulder joint, next number, rotator cuff tendinitis, left, next number, 59-year-old, correction, next number, pain in shoulder region after shoulder replacement. Patient was felt to have chronic stable finding of the right shoulder, period. Patient currently scheduled for right shoulder revision, total shoulder arthroplasty, possible line exchange, excision of loose body for diagnosis M19.011 and M25.519, period. Patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. Period. The surgery will be performed by Dr. Haney R. El-Rashidi, who is the referring doctor. El-Rashidi is spelled E-L-R-A-S-H-I-D-Y. Dr. Rawlington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.